Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hey, Sam. Gary Bidwell.
Hey, Gary. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad.
Did you get that? I sent you that paperwork back this morning.
Okay. Did you send it by fax or by email?
Email.
By email. Let me see here. It doesn't look like I got it in. Did you just send it? No, I don't see it.
No, I sent it like 4. No, it must have been like 5:30 this morning. 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Okay, give me a second here.
No, I responded to the email you sent me.
Gary, I'm not seeing it in my email box.
Oh, man. Okay, something went wrong.
Okay, yeah, I don't see it here.
All right, well, this afternoon I'll have to resend it once I get back to my office.
Okay, all right, yeah, when you do send it, give me a call so I can make sure that I get it in.
Okay, and then my next question was, once I send that to you, how long does it take?
Give me one second here. Let me see what kind of stipulations I'm seeing. So, looks like... Okay, so are you going to... Do you have to go back home to send it to me, Gary?
I do.
Okay, because it looks like if we want to get this thing funded as soon as possible, I would need the signed documents and then also... a month-to-date bank statement. From there, we should, if we have all of those in, it will take us 24 hours to deposit the funds. But it's the signed documents, and then basically when we want to fund the deal, we need the month-to-date bank statement up to that day.
Okay, so my latest bank statement.
Yeah, for up to August 12th, so like from August 1st, August 12th, you can just get a monthly summary. It doesn't have to be the official statement, just the monthly summary.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so when you send the documents, you can send the month-to-date summary, and that will streamline it, and we should be able to take care of everything in 24 hours. It's Friday today, so we are pretty busy on Fridays. You know, so if we're talking, if you can get it to me, you know, before, I don't know, what time do you think you're going to be home to do it?
I probably won't be home till 3 o'clock.
Okay. Well, I'm in California, so that's about noon my time. So if I get it by, you know, 12:30, I can submit everything, and we can try to push it forward through this afternoon. Depending on how busy they are, it may happen, but it will probably be Monday morning that the funds actually get deposited. If we get all the paperwork in today, we can get it finished by Monday.
Then, all right, let's say it comes in Monday. When does the money start coming out?
So if the funds deposit on Monday, let me see. Let me look at the actual document here. It might have some information. Okay.
Wondered if you get a week before it starts, or does it start the next day?
Yeah, typically it takes about 1 to 2 business days before it kicks in.
Oh, okay.
Monthly bank statement.
All right, I've never done anything like this, so I sound a little nervous because I am.
Oh, no problem. And each time it's a little different. It all depends on kind of the processing time for the documents, so it can vary. Usually it takes about 1 to 2 business days, though, for it to kick in.
Okay. All right, I'll get that stuff over to you as soon as I can.
Okay, sure. And like I said, when you send it, just give me a call so I can make sure, so we make sure that there's not any kinks in it or anything like that.
I will.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks.
All right, let me know if you have any questions, okay, Gary?
I will. I'll be in touch.
Okay, I'll talk to you a little later this afternoon.
All right, bye.
All right, have a good one.